I don't know that there's group think involved, except that in the training procedure, we wanted them to come to some sort of consensus and sort of understand, you know, say, okay, I would have called that sound purple, but you call it strain, so fine, we'll call it strain. The way our baseline was to start out with a tape that I made quite a number of years ago when I was doing my doctoral dissertation, and that one took practically a year to come up with all of these samples and then keep bringing them to this team of speech pathologists and say, rate these, and until we had this sort of core of samples that ranged from mild breathiness to severe breathiness, mild roughness. So it has gone through many, many, many rating procedures so that we kind of all agree, okay, this is that. And these were samples of speech. And then we have used that training tape for all of these other CPP studies that we've been doing and shown that we get really, really high reliability, like 0.95 and up, for all of those qualities by these having these speech-language pathologists going through this training procedure. So that we decided that training procedure seems to have some merit. And then worked with the singing teachers who said, you know, it really is helpful to understand this characteristic of voice quality by listening to it in speech and understanding and listening to this training tape. So the training tape seemed to have some value, so that's what we use with the singing teachers. And Sue wants to add to that. Right. Yeah, they did know what the world was, but still, you know, everybody's rating scheme was different, and that's why you do correlation coefficients instead of t-tests, because the ranking was the same, even though some people said none of these voices are any good, and they started from 50 on up.